helping farmers and food producers reach their full potential is a priority of the government. The aim is for farmers to ramp up production and agro-processing companies to boost food safety, leading to increased sales and profit. The government is receiving assistance from one of Jamaica's international partners in helping farmers and food processors achieve this goal. The European Union, the EU, is funding a project aimed at raising the quality of food products and increasing access to export markets. The initiative, dubbed EPA Support to Jamaican Food Exports, seeks to work with farmers and small and medium enterprises to lift the quality of their food products. These products include sauces and spices, Blue Mountain coffee, and packed fresh produce for local distribution as well as export. The EPA Support to Jamaican Food Exports project is being implemented under the 7.25 million euro Economic Partnership Agreement EPA 2 program. It will also help producers identify and access new markets beyond the traditional export zones.
This program is fully aligned with the thrust of the government's economic growth initiative that seeks to create an environment that supports competitiveness. We must urgently equip more of our companies to move beyond our shores and to take Jamaican products to the world.
Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton. The EPA 2 program is being executed by the International Finance Corporation, the IFC, and is focused on improving the competitiveness of specific value chains with export potential, as well as strengthening the quality and standards control environment. Minister Hilton notes that the project seeks to increase and diversify the country's exports and impact positively on employment while contributing to poverty reduction, particularly in rural areas.
We welcome the positive impact that the project will have in promoting control in the use of chemicals in agricultural production, wider implementation of environmental friendly management schemes, and relevant certification.
He says the country is moving from the traditional trade policies of selling primary raw materials and low-value finished products into the global marketplace, adding that the ministry welcomes the greater attention being placed on international food safety standards and access to safer foods for Jamaicans.
We are moving beyond that, and that is one of the reasons we welcome this project. We have to build the capacity of Jamaican companies to upgrade and become integrated into the global value chain. We must move beyond the domestic market.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. He says the project should go a far way in addressing the country's trade deficit, competitiveness and growth, while integrating the economy into global markets. Resident Representative of the International Financial Corporation, the IFC, Rajiv Gopal, says over the next 25 months, the entity will work with local companies and associations to connect small and medium enterprises in Jamaica's food sector with importers who are interested in buying Jamaican food products. Mr. Gopal says the IFC will seek to build the capacity of trade associations and others to better serve their members by increasing their ability to tap into new markets. The organization will also seek to help farmers improve their agricultural practices through business training, risk management, and technical support. This in an effort to improve their productivity. Head of the EU delegation to Jamaica, Ambassador Paola Amadei, says the business reforms being undertaken will result in a more competitive and diversified Jamaican economy to the benefit of all citizens.
By supporting dynamic small and medium-sized enterprises in Jamaica and making them fitter for the export market, we hope to contribute to growth, which is so necessary to lift people out of poverty.
Since formally establishing relations with the EU some 39 years ago, Jamaica has accessed official development assistance of approximately 1.2 billion euros through the European Development Fund and the general budget of the EU. These funds have been primarily grant resources and have spanned sectors such as education, human rights awareness, security, agriculture and rural development, public financial management and private sector enhancement, with the primary objective of tackling poverty and achieving sustainable development. The organization remains Jamaica's largest provider of grant resources, which means its contributions do not add to the country's debt burden.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.